This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man, well, and say I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so to faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Shelter freaks and outcasts, those who have no home. We will get past the lies. We will hunt monsters. And when we are lost amidst the hypocrisy and the casual violence of certain individuals and institutions, we will, as per Chief Jim Hopper, punch some people in the face when they seek to destroy the meat and the disenfranchised. And we will do it all with soul, with heart, and with joy. We thank you for this.
Hello, America. That's the SAG Award winner last night, threatening that, I guess, Hollywood will collectively punch Trump supporters in the face. You know, because the left is so tolerant, you know, they love diversity, but, of course, like I always say, it's just not like diversity of thought or anything like that. They don't really like that. Collective freak out this weekend over, what Donald Trump did is just, it's astounding to me. Okay? I mean, people are angrier with Trump for imposing a visa ban on Yemen than they ever were when Mr. Obama was bombing and killing Yemenis and backing a barbaric Saudi war that pushed parts of Yemen into the brink of famine. They're angrier with Trump for imposing a temporary ban on Syrian refugees coming to America than they ever were with the Obama policies that helped rip Syria apart and saturate it with weaponry, which created those refugees in the first place. They're angrier with Trump for his Mexico wall than they ever were with Obama for kicking out more Mexicans than any president in history, or with Hillary for voting for the building of a 700-mile security barrier between America and Mexico. You know, a wall. It's bizarro. Obama is a saint, even though he caused mayhem. And Trump is a fascist, basically for saying, "Oh, no, there's mayhem." If you adore Mr. Obama, then I'm sorry, but you have forfeited your right to be taken seriously about President Trump. Sorry, you're not allowed to. And are we just going to freak out every time Donald Trump does what he promised to do? Is that the deal now? We're just going to freak out? So everybody was freaked out this weekend, of course, because Donald Trump instituted a temporary ban. Okay, temporary ban on people coming in from seven countries that are identified as terrorist countries. Are we going to freak out every time? Because let me tell you something. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you right now. In fact, I've got this from very reliable sources within the administration that are telling me that they've now changed their tactics. That from now on, and I'm not kidding you when I'm telling you this. You see, because the media this weekend, if you noticed, part of their collective freak out was that, well, nobody told us, you know, what was going to happen. And, you know, we didn't know what was happening. Okay. That's being done on purpose, number one. The administration is involved in a shock and awe campaign to basically freak everybody out. That's what's going on. It is a war for your mind. It's psychological warfare. So they wanted people to freak out. They want everybody to freak out. And by the way, the media is doing the bidding for the Trump administration, you see. Because they wanted everybody to freak out, because they wanted to get the word out that, hey, if you're thinking of coming into this country and you're illegal, don't try it. If you're thinking of coming over and you're a terrorist, those days are over now. Those days are over now. Ain't going to happen anymore. But the collective freak out on the part of the media, the Trump administration, I'm going to tell you right now what they're doing here. It's very simple. It's very easy to figure this out. And why is it that the media can't figure this out? Oh, yeah, because they're idiots. Trump is doing this on purpose. He's overwhelming the media. Because when the media starts freaking out about this other stuff, he's going to turn around and do something else. It really is just, it's shocking all. And so if the media is going to continue to freak out every week, by the way, that was the first week. Doesn't it seem like it's been, I've had this conversation with one of my neighbors. Doesn't it seem like it's been like 6 months already? No. It's only been a week. Yeah, it's been a week. Today, actually, technically, it's been 10 days because today's the 30th. So the inauguration was the 20th. Figure, you know, we gave him a little the weekend to chill. Then he went right to work Monday. But really, he went right to work immediately because evidenced by the fact that at the stroke of noon on January 20th, there were all references scrubbed from the White House, the official White House website. Any references to climate change, gone. Website is now in English. Even though, look, I've told you many times on the show, I'm Hispanic. I speak Spanish fluently. But I don't want to see that thing in Spanish because this America, right? You're in America now. Oh, and by the way, all you people that lived in Bizarro World, that's over. Really, it is Christmas now. Every single day, it's like you come down stairs like when you're a little kid. You've got the pony, the bike, and a BB gun. Yeah. Merry freaking Christmas every day of your life. Because that's what it feels like. Everybody I talk to feels the same way. Of course, unless you're some butthead liberal or butthurt liberal. And then, it's going to be a very, very long 8 years. But welcome to my former world, buddy. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
An Idle Mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, unless he make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous, you've been kidnapped by The Edward Woodson Show.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Are we going to freak out every time Trump does what he promised? 3 months ago, candidate Trump promised that on day one of his presidency, he would, if elected, suspend immigration from terror-prone regions where vetting cannot safely occur. You remember that? Well, I do. President Trump didn't get around to that until day seven, which means he was a week late. Yet everyone is acting as if this came all out of the blue. Huh. The executive order that Trump signed Friday afternoon instituted a 90-day suspension of immigrants from countries listed by the Obama administration as having a significant foreign terrorist organization presence. The reason is to give relevant agencies the breathing room to review their procedures and make sure that adequate standards are established to prevent infiltration by foreign terrorists or criminals. The order also suspends the U.S. refugee admissions program for 120 days, giving Homeland Security and the Director of National Intelligence time to determine what additional procedures should be taken to make sure that terrorists aren't slipping in under the guise of refugees, which is a legitimate concern. In fact, we saw the exact same thing happen in Germany and France. It also sets a slightly lower 50,000 cap on refugees for this year that has been in effect over the past decade. Trump's actions should not have come to a surprise to anyone who has been paying even the slightest attention to the presidential campaign. My God, the man said he was going to do this, and you're freaking out because he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. Come on. Before issuing his contract with the American voter in October, in which he listed in detail his plans for his first days in office, Trump regularly promised on the campaign trail to suspend immigration from terror-prone countries, as he did in June when he said he would suspend immigration from countries where there is a proven history of terrorism against the United States, Europe, or our allies until we fully understand how to end these threats. Trump has promised, too, to halt Syrian refugees, given that ISIS has specifically targeted refugee populations as ways to infiltrate the West. Obama once even mocked Trump for this, saying last spring that Trump's travel suspension doesn't reflect our Democrat ideals. Nor is what Trump has done particularly unusual, let alone extreme. Let's get a grip here, people. The countries involved in the 90-day suspension: Iran, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen weren't named in Trump's executive order. They were listed by the Obama administration as countries of special concern under a 2015 law that requires anyone who has even visited one of these terror-prone countries to undergo special scrutiny before coming to the U.S., even if they hail from a country that otherwise doesn't require a visa to visit the U.S. Now, let me also say this. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. These are the seven countries. These countries are without governments. These countries are without any way of vetting. These countries are rogue states without governments. Really, think about it. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Libya. Libya, we overthrew the government in Libya. Look how that worked out. Somalia, Sudan, Yemen. I mean, these are rogue countries. They're involved in terrorism and exporting terrorism. In fact, ISIS uses refugees in order to do exactly what Donald Trump is proposing that we stop. All right? I mean, President Obama himself barred large groups of immigrants from entering the U.S. at least 6 times out of national security concerns. According to a review last June by the Washington Examiner, in 2011, the administration suspended refugee processing from Iraq for 6 months to make sure terrorists weren't exploiting the program. Now, I didn't hear liberals freaking out. I didn't hear Hollywood celebrities freaking out. There was no protesting in the streets when in 2011, Mr. Obama suspended the refugees from Iraq for 6 months. 6 months. Donald Trump's not even talking about 6 months. The Washington Examiner also found that President Bill Clinton issued 6 immigrant bans, George W. Bush 6 immigrant bans, and former President Ronald Reagan 4. And in 1980, President Jimmy Carter banned Iranians after Tehran seized the U.S. embassy. Nor is Trump's cap in any way draconian. Data from the Migration Policy Institute shows that while the cap was higher under the previous two presidents, the actual number of refugees admitted over the past 15 years has been at or below 50,000 most of the time. In fact, the average number of refugees admitted under Bush was $48,000 a year. In any case, Trump's halt to Syrian refugees won't make a difference one way or another in the Syrian refugee crisis. In the 5 years after the Syrian war started in 2011, Obama had admitted all of 1,883 Syrian refugees. Obama's highly controversial decision last year to let in 13,000 didn't make a dent in the 4 million plus Syrian refugee populations. What's extreme isn't what Donald Trump did. It's the entirely out of proportion reaction from his political opponents, the press, and many weak-kneed Republicans. Senator Elizabeth Warren decried Trump's order, saying that a Muslim ban by any other name is still a Muslim ban and is a betrayal of American values. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, You can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre? Oh, for sure. Yeah. Check it out. It's still Dre Day. AK. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How? My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I'm
feeling. Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Give me a call if you wanna join in the discussion. Glad to have you. Senate Minority Leader Chuckie Schumer shed crocodile tears this weekend as he called Trump's actions, and I quote, mean-spirited and un-American, adding that it was implemented in a way that created chaos and confusion across the country. The New York Times and other news outlets ran pieces suggesting, without a shred of evidence, I might add, that Trump had selected only countries in which his company didn't have business dealings. Huh. Various Republicans are, not surprisingly, now complaining about Trump's order in the wake of the controversy it sparked. You, of course, had the usual suspects like Lindsey Graham and John McCain. This from Senator Rob Portman of Ohio yesterday. This was an extreme vetting program that wasn't properly vetted. I watched him on, what was the show? It was Meet the Press yesterday. And I thought to myself, what a freaking dork. This is a guy that a few years ago Republicans were touting as a possible Republican presidential candidate. Rob Portman. See, that's the problem is these guys are all freaking dorks. They're all a bunch of beta males. Let's be clear here. these implementation hassles, i.e. that people were detained for a short period of time for further questioning. I think they said there was 360,000 people, some number, 300,000 some odd people that traveled from foreign countries into the United States, and 109 were detained. And of those 109, most of them have already been, released. So, if it's going to take a little more questioning, I'm fine with it. I don't have a problem with it. Okay? The chaos and confusion that Schumer complained about was the result not of Trump's order, but the false and misleading and inflammatory claims spread by Democrats. And then, of course, the protesters who instantly swarmed into various airports, and the mainstream press that vigorously fanned the flames. In fact, I thought about it as I watched all the chaos unfolding. It was all for naught, really. Like, why did you have all these people assemble at airports? You know what it was? It was all George Soros-funded, MoveOn.org, Black Lives Matter crap. Just complete BS. But this is, unfortunately, the pattern since President Trump took the oath of office. All of these actions that Trump has taken so far are ones that he promised months ago. Months ago. And yet, the media, pop culture, and the left are shocked that this is happening. And if it's the end of the world every single time he does something, then people, you're going to be freaking out every single day. I, for one, am very happy about it, frankly. It is, as I said, it's Christmas every single day. Every single day is Christmas. I want to play this for you, this little ditty here. This is on MSNBC. Crystal Ball talking about that people are shocked that Trump really meant everything, and that he's keeping his campaign promises. They're shocked.
Rand, that it wasn't rolled out the way it should have been.
Crystal, you know, one of the things that is, I think, notable about everything that the president has done over the last maybe 7-8 days, these are all things, as somebody who covered the Republican campaign from the beginning, he said he would do all this stuff, right? He said he was going to implement this. He said he was going to put in place these executive orders. Why are Democrats seemingly so surprised by this?
Oh, I don't think we're surprised, but I do think a lot of folks who voted for him and thought, this is a businessman, we don't really like Hillary Clinton. Remember the mantra during the campaign was always...
Okay. She has no idea how we thought, because she didn't vote for Trump. No. I love when they put on a Democrat, quote-unquote, strategist, to explain how it is that Republicans think or the voters think. She mocked everyone that was voting for Trump. And now she's going to explain to us, she's going to explain exactly how it is that the Trump voter thinks. It's just laughable. Listen.
Take him seriously, but not literally. So I think a lot of folks are fairly shocked to see that he really meant the things, all the crazy things that he said on the trail.
Crazy.
And B, they thought, this is going to be someone who's going to be confident and get things done. And all we've seen is chaos and disarray and the left hand not talking to the right hand and no one seeming to know exactly what any of this means. So I think on that level alone, this has been very destructive to his brand and his image as a doer and someone who knows how to get things done.
This is exactly, see how they take the bait every time? This is exactly what the Trump administration wants you idiots to think. You see? So keep thinking that. They don't know what they're doing. No, no, no. Actually, they know exactly what they're doing. They are completely... This is like a Jedi mind trick, okay? It's a Jedi mind meld on you. You people are idiots. Listen.
How to run an organization. Or, Joe, on the flip side of that argument, do you think there are Trump supporters who might look at the president and go, hey, this...
Yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. God, these people are so stupid. How do you get so dumb? I mean, really. How do these people have jobs? I heard Kellyanne Conway over the weekend talking to Chris Wallace. And she said, it's what I've said. How do you still have a job? That's what I want to know. How do you still have a job? Why are you still employed? Because you people are idiots. It's just amazing to me. They got everything wrong. They continue to get everything wrong. They continue to freak out. And so I think what's happening now is that the administration is going to continue to do this. Look, Donald Trump has a very small window here to push through all the legislation that he wants. Because he obviously doesn't have a honeymoon period. So what he's going to do, he's just going to shock and awe everyone. And I got to tell you, I love it. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. I dare say that Trump could be the greatest conservative president ever. Yeah, I said it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Oh, crap. Gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
The show, 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. Tim, I got to tell you, every day is like Christmas now. It's amazing.
Well, you know, it's still, the protests haven't stopped here. The White House.
Awesome.
Basically every nearby airport at this point. I mean, it's interesting on a few things that I think, first, the seven countries are, you know, of course, those are the countries that Obama had mentioned and
wrote
down as concerns. I would argue, Edward, that another country should be on that list, and that's Saudi Arabia.
I agree, 100%.
I mean, the 9/11, what was it, 14, 15 of them from Saudi Arabia, 9/11 report, Saudi Arabia's part of it. And, you know, I have a hard time for the reasons I can't explain to why that country is not on the list, other than, you know, of course, the left is arguing there's financial reasons with the Trump and the Trump companies and so forth. But I don't know if it's that or it's just the oil situation with that case. But I will say this, that, you know, for people don't remember in Iran with Carter. Carter did the same thing. Obama did it for 6 months with the Iraq. And if you recall, there was like 59,000 people. Several people were detained and so forth. And they had to re-vet 59,000 people. And there was a lot of, interesting at that time, Republicans were screaming about that at that time too. So, and I guess the question is, you might question and how the lack of preparation for this in terms of, you know, green card people now being allowed in. They weren't initially. So the message or the delivery wasn't probably perfect. But this is the society we're living in right now at this point. The times are changing.
Well, Tim, you know, I have a theory about that because I've been thinking about that over the weekend. I think that actually it was done purposefully this way. I think that the administration, is trying to create shock and awe. I think what they're doing is, Excuse me?
Is it shock and awe with the American public as well?
Yes, I think it's shock and awe for the American public. I think it's shock and awe for people in other countries. Look, if you support Trump, then you're fine with all this. You don't have any problem with this at all whatsoever.
He is delivering on what he campaigned for.
Exactly.
I mean, that's exactly what he said he's going to do. And now people are questioning it. This is what the people elected him to do.
Exactly. And I think if you ask any Trump supporter, they're very happy with this. And if the media is going to continue, I've actually talked to some people within the administration, and what they're telling me is that because you heard over the weekend that the media kept saying, well, how come they didn't explain it to us more properly and tell us what this was about. My understanding from those that I've talked to within the administration, they're telling me that they're done talking. They're not going to talk or explain anything anymore to anybody. They don't care anymore. And I think it's awesome.
But at the same point, I think in some ways, those people that were trapped on, that were already boarded the planes, this happens very quickly. So a lot of innocent people were trapped in the situation. But I agree. Trump's defense, Edward. Well, you're supposed to announce what you're going to do so the terrorists that potentially do get on the plane know? I mean,
correct.
Is that what we're supposed to do?
Correct.
And so I think there is concern on both sides. I mean, in the end, there was like 395 people, 100 and what was that?
It was 109 people. It's 109 people total.
109 people, correct. And I think there was 395 that were questioned and held for a little bit and let go. And so there wasn't a lot of people caught in that, but the way it almost was appeared in the press, you thought there were thousands and thousands of people that were affected by this on that just this weekend. But I'll say that some of the people that get off the plane, they were Trump supporters that were detained for an hour. They welcomed Trump. They said, I'm a Trump supporter.
Yeah,
you know,
I like
they
the
weren't
guy.
Upset.
Right, they weren't upset. And, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so there is that aspect, and I was having a major discussion with Ellen, my colleague today. I said, look, if the protesters could only vote, maybe there would be a change of maybe Clinton would have won or somebody else would have won, but they just didn't vote. They didn't come out in the numbers in particular states to vote, but they do come out and protest. And at the end, that millennial generation didn't come out and vote.
No, they're, dude, they went out the night before, they were a little hungover, it was cold out, it might have been raining, there's all kinds of reasons,
late
for breakfast.
He does deserve some criticism. I mean, some of these people were totally innocent, got caught in the middle of the situation, it's basically, an unlimited ban or, indefinite ban for Syria. But the rest is 90 days. Now, the courts, look, I tell you, the courts are not going to overturn this for multiple reasons.
No.
First, it's not a Muslim ban. There's 50
no.
other countries involved.
Correct.
Second, there's no local state court that's going to overturn anything involving national security because they don't have the intelligence in front of them to make that decision. So they're going to bounce it up to the higher courts to make that decision. And that's going to take a while. I mean, Supreme Court's not going to hear anything in 30 days, and they're not going to make a ruling immediately on anything that they hear. So
no.
This is the way it's going. This is what's going to happen for the next 3 months, 4 months at this point.
Well, I'll tell you this: the law is on his side. Courts have overwhelmingly come down on the side of the president. Not only that, you've got 8 U.S.C. Code 1182 that speaks specifically about inadmissible aliens, talks specifically and gives the president wide latitude to suspend entry or impose any restrictions by the president for any reason. So the law is clearly on his side. I don't care.
The ACLU is going to argue it's a discriminatory ban. But, I've covered courts for maybe 25 years, and I have always seen that the courts never rule. And the lower courts never rule when it comes to national security.
Correct.
They're not even going to hear the case. No, to that extent that it's going to bump it up. And that's
You're absolutely right, Tim. The law is clearly on his side, and I suspect that you know, they knew that going in. They can talk about lawsuits all they want. Even you know, Jonathan Turley, the you know, the famous constitutional scholar at George Washington Law School, who's a big lib. He came out and he said the same thing, basically said, look, you know, the law's on his side. I mean, the president has very wide latitude when it comes to these cases. This isn't going to be overturned. You know, so they can cry all they want.
The real question I think that I'm hearing right now, that he will extend it past the 3 or 4 months. And that's,
well, we'll see.
That's the potential that could happen. We'll see what happens after he does that, if he does that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I think this is a part of a larger strategy to really. I think this is a shock and awe of the press to just make them freak out all the time. And look, they're going to continue to freak out. I know. I really do. I think this is done on purpose. I think that I really
well,
do.
The press doesn't know what to make of it. You know, you saw Hollywood weigh in, and of course they weighed in as they usually do. So.
Exactly, typically. All right, Tim. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Tim Meyer from Talk Media News. We'll be right back. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.